Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, November 6th, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I am today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Today's, of course, election day in the United States. So if you see anything election related, let us know. We'll write it up. It's pretty calm so far on the internet side, but of course, denial of service attacks are a possibility. Anything with Twitter, what I've seen in the run-up to the election is sort of some opinion making with Twitter, where some extremist tweets, for example, are highly published and amplified. If you see anything like this, just let us know. And while talking about reader submissions, we got a couple interesting ones today. The first one is sort of a reminder. It's nothing fundamentally new, but the SMTP brute forcing. One of the issues we keep seeing flare up is systems that are scanning for port 25. If they do find port 25 open and it's not an open relays are really not that common anymore, then they're trying to brute force SMTP accounts in order to then, of course, be able to send spam. Can be a little bit tricky to defend against that, but most mail servers have the ability to rate limit authentication requests, so you could look into that. The problem with that is that sometimes these attacks come from fairly large botnets, so IP addresses are not necessarily reused. Of course, the best option is to not rely on passwords for authentication. For example, use SSL certificates or only allow access to your mail server from limited IP addresses. Now, you may say, hey, my users are traveling, they still want to use my mail server. In that case, try to set them up with a VPN. It's probably a better idea anyway. One little caveat that I ran into recently is if your users are asked to change their passwords occasionally, which is of course a good idea, make sure you don't lock them out too quickly if they use the wrong password. What happened to me there is that between iPhone, iPad, laptop, desktop, and all these systems that you have continuously checking email, what happens is you change the password on one system, but the other systems will still continue to connect to the mail server and of course now use the wrong password, and then you are locked out if your lockout policy is too restrictive. And then we got another reader, James, reporting about running into a fake and a virus advertisement that was delivered via DoubleClick. Now, DoubleClick, of course, serves ads on many different web pages. He went to a local or regional newspaper website and then was exposed to the fake antivirus. He was luckily able to reproduce that and record it with a proxy. So he recorded all the requests and responses, which shows that the response he got back is very similar to the response that I got when I later tried to reproduce it, but there was some additional obfuscated JavaScript attached. Now, the way DoubleClick delivers these ads is by essentially including JavaScript from the advertiser's website. So it's not really clear, and I actually don't think that DoubleClick is compromised here. I think it's more the company that purchased the advertisement got compromised, or maybe the fake antivirus person just bought the ads. What I see right now from the particular URL that delivered the malicious ads is just ads for high-end watches. Of course, these ads are frequently associated with spam. Not really sure if there is a legitimate company behind this or not. And then just a teeny update on Hurricane Sandy scams. Really not a lot still. We have seen a couple, and literally only a couple, of suspicious donation websites. Essentially websites with PayPal links to charities that I didn't recognize and couldn't really find any details about it. And then a lot of, I would say, questionable advertisement. A lot of lawyers. Now, these may be legitimate lawyers. I really have no idea. But what I think is going on is similar like with regular craftsmen and such that rush to hurricane areas. You have some legitimate craftsmen there that try to do a good job and try to help out people. But you also have a lot of sort of fly-by-night operations that really just try to make a big buck off these hurricane victims. Now, as usual after these disasters, we had a large number of new domains being registered with related names, but pretty much all of them are just sort of serving parked domain pages with a little bit advertisement. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.